This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 39, and today's devotion is titled, The Creation Diet. The Creation Diet. Our scripture memory for today comes from Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. It says, And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. In the beginning, when God created man, He intended for His people to eat a diet of fruits and vegetables. Life was perfect in the Garden of Eden. Since nutrition plays such an important role in our health, and our overall health often determines how we feel during the day, how we feel can often either make or break the daily tasks. When we feel good and have lots of energy, we're more likely to work diligently and accomplish more than if we feel sluggish and sickly. A diet full of healthy fruits, vegetables, beans, seeds, and nuts will help you to prevent disease and illness. Living foods are always better than dead foods. A vegetarian diet has been proven over and over again to promote long life. Concerns that a vegetarian diet does not meet the nutritional requirements are raised by some. However, by eating a balanced diet and a wide variety of foods, a vegetarian meets the nutritional requirements suggested by the ADA and provides numerous health benefits. The American Dietetic Association comments on vegetarian diets, saying, It is the position of the American Dietetic Association and Dietitians of Canada that appropriate planned vegetarian diets are helpful, nutritionally adequate, and provide health benefits in the prevention and treatment of certain diseases. Vegetarian diets offer a number of nutritional benefits, including lower levels of saturated fat, cholesterol, and animal protein, as well as higher levels of carbohydrates, fiber, magnesium, potassium, folate, and antioxidants, such as vitamin C and E, and phytochemicals. Vegetarians have been reported to have lower body mass than non-vegetarians, as well as lower rates of death from heart disease. Vegetarians are also show lower blood cholesterol levels, lower blood pressure, and lower rates of hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and prostate and colon cancers. So you can see that not only is a vegetarian diet a healthy way to eat, it is also God-honoring. When we get to heaven, we won't be eating meat. Eating a vegetarian diet prepares us for the kingdom to come. In the Bible, we find that Daniel was a vegetarian. Daniel chapter 1, verses 8 through 15 says, But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse, liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall he make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days. Let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, Their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children who did eat the portion of the king's meat. So we can see that Daniel, after only 10 days of eating a vegetarian diet, he and his friends had better complexions, they looked healthier than all the others who were eating the king's portion of meat. I've been a vegetarian for 15 years, and I can honestly say that when I and my children became vegetarian and stopped eating meat, that almost immediately our health improved. In fact, my three oldest children, who, when they were young, did eat meat, were often sick. They had a lot of ear infections. We were in the doctor's offices quite frequently. And since becoming vegetarian, I haven't had to take my three oldest children to the doctor in 15 years. Their ear infections cleared up. Viruses never were an issue. I do have a daughter who has Crohn's disease and another daughter who has circulation problems, and we have been seeing a doctor for those issues. I have one child who, my daughter Hannah, she has never seen a doctor. And my youngest child, who has always been a vegetarian, the only time she's ever had to go to the doctor was when she was first born. She came down with meningitis when she was 8 days old, and she was hospitalized for that. And then later, when she was an infant, she came down with pneumonia. And since then, I've had no reason to take her to the doctor. She's never had ear infections or tonsil infections, and all of my children have been quite healthy over the last 15 years. Studies have shown that eating a vegetarian diet, vegetarians live 8 to 10 years longer than the general population, and that their quality of life in their last years is much better than those who eat meat. Now, if you can't see yourself giving up meat entirely, I just want to encourage you to plan more meatless meals into your diet. You could even incorporate meatless Mondays into your meal plans for your family's health. The more fruits and vegetables and whole grains that you eat, the healthier you will feel and the healthier your body will prove to be. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you want us to be in good health. And I just ask that you bless each of the ladies listening today. Give her wisdom as she plans meals for her family. Help her to make the best choices. Give her strength and courage, wisdom, and understanding. Let her seek your guidance when it comes to meal planning. Help her to make the best choices that she can for her family, and give her family a willing spirit to be easy to work with when she's trying to feed them in a healthy way. Thank you for your love and for your mercy. Most of all, thank you for your forgiveness. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Setting the Table.